Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Hot Rod!
What's happening, dude?
Man, I'll tell you what's happening. We're talking dad rides. Richard!
What's happening in Philadelphia?
That's what I'm saying. PA, baby.
That's right.
You know, we're talking about dad rides. It's Father's Day. And we read a list that was absolutely horrible. So I think we need to rewrite it.
Let's just do this off the cuff.
Yeah, we're going to do this off the cuff. And we're going to kind of go with their guidelines a little bit.
What are their guidelines?
But what a real dad would drive.
What are their guidelines?
Well, their guidelines, you know, like, you know, they were talking about the handyman dad and the CEO
dad. So this is where we're going to start at the top.
Yeah, we're going to start at the top. So we're going for the CEO dad. Now, Edmunds chose the Mercedes GLS.
This is the CEO dad.
Yeah, the CEO dad. All right. So, Richard, what would your perfect CEO dad drive?
Probably, you know, keeping it simple, like an S550.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little. Now, that's a Mercedes I could get into. How about you, Robert?
I was just looking up. I had a nice Mercedes. Why not a Maybach? I mean, you
a Maybach?
You a CEO.
Company's really taken off.
You know what? I mean, they got umbrellas in the door. That's kind of neat. And I've seen Jay-Z in one. But for me, I mean, like, that's a cool car. But, like, my dad's a little old school, so I guess I'm a little old school for my dad's CEO ride. How about an SL500?
Yeah.
Those were some cool cars. You know, the convertibles had the 320s and the 500s.
If you're the CEO, you're driving to work by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like take your kid to work day.
I'm just feeling the S560 Maybach. I mean, I just...
Maybach.
I'm bad at pronunciation, so Maybach.
He's been calling it Maybach from way back.
It's pretty bad when our financial advisor has better rhymes than you do.
Well,
I'd Rod the Rapper.
See, that's a W in front of the R, though, so that makes a difference.
Like I'd Rod the Candy Rapper. You know what would be my... As somebody asked me what my CEO ride would be.
What would your CEO dad ride be?
C4 Corvette. I would probably
No. You can't do that. You can't, because you can run through this whole list on a C4 Vet. You cannot do that. You got to pick a real car out.
They don't get no realer than a C4.
You really could run through the whole list with a C4 Corvette.
A C4 Corvette would check every box.
All right, so no. I'm not going to allow
and
that.
I'm not going to allow that. That's what makes it, though. And I got an argument for that. All right, the CEO dad. One, what's a very important part of your job? What's a very important part of your job?
No. If you're a CEO, you're making like millions. You're not going to be in a C4 Corvette.
No. You could be the CEO of anything and not making millions. It's not necessarily.
Regardless, you know what the list is discussing here.
Chief Executive Officer is just a title.
I understand that, but pick out a different car other than the C4 Corvette, because I could go with Impala SS on every one.
And lose, because a C4 Corvette would win in everything on this list. I think I'm going to do a YouTube video on why the C4 Corvette is the most perfect car ever made.
I think it'd be the biggest flop of a video ever made.
You're talking to a man with 4 million views on YouTube.
I don't care.
I just think it would win.
I think it would win. You're a small fish in a big pond. Come on.
I don't know.
C4 Vet, really?
No. C4 Vet, buddy. Nope. I'm a hell of a salesman. Mm-hmm. I think I could sell that.
No, not at all. Totally disagree.
I think C4 Vet.
Find a new car. CEO dad. Give me a roll.
CEO dad. I'd go old school. I'd go with the SL500. I like an SL500.
I like how we all picked Mercedes.
No, I didn't, because I picked a C4 Corvette.
Well, not this time.
Got an asterisk beside the SL500.
But what's the number one?
No,
this is the thing, though, about a C4 Corvette. All right, what's the important part of being the leader of any position? You got to be able to get there on time. With a C4 Corvette, you can do it.
They're getting old. It's liable to break down. No, that's not even.
Way more horsepower than
that's what now?
The S550.
Yeah, it does, but you know what?
More horsepower.
It doesn't have that style, and it's not made of fiberglass. And it's not America's sports car either.
That's true. This is an American company.
Do you have history class in school? Do we need to go back to World War II again?
I actually didn't have history class the last semester.
That's why you haven't learned about the C4 Corvette.
Yeah, apparently not. Because I tell you what, maybe I need to come talk at your school or something. Because apparently some vital information is being withheld from these children.
You know, Rob, we could book you as a guest speaker.
I'm going to make a deal with you. If you don't go ahead and get it out of your system and go buy another C4 Corvette in the next year, I'm no longer going to be your friend.
You promise?
I do. I cross my heart.
I love C4 Vets.
Obviously.
I love C4 Corvettes. I mean, I just think they're cool cars. And I mean, it's a joke that got way out of hand, but if you really think about it, it's just a cool car.
You have a bigger infatuation with those than I do with B-bodies, which is scary.
Well, you know, there's worse things.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next car.
So we got the CEO dad ride picked. The chef dad. Richard, what would your chef dad drive?
F-150.
And if the chef would drive an F-150.
Yeah, because it's a truck and you can carry all that stuff. And it's really a truck.
Chevy Express.
How about a food truck? I mean, that's what I would pick if my dad was a chef dad.
Did that come with a
C4? Or a C4 Corvette.
Did that come as a C4?
Pop the hatch.
Did the food truck come as a C4 vet conversion by any chance?
Well, you know, if you take that hatchback glass off, I mean, there's a lot of room in there. I'm just throwing that out there. And you got secret compartments in
I'm
the back.
I'm saying an express van.
That double as coolers.
That's actually, it really is the perfect car.
I mean, you know, all right, so picking
GM designed a car that would hold a sixer of beer with ice in the
real,
back.
Picking a real vehicle out of the list, probably like a Tahoe, a nice Denali, or actually a minivan in this case.
Dad's in minivans.
You've been reading Edmonds again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about hauling capacity, indoor hauling. Like inside.
You know, and if you had a C4 Corvette, you don't have to worry about anything going bad before you got home with it.
That's true.
From the grocery store.
And fiberglass is an excellent insulator.
Actually, it is. That's what they make those coolers out. It's technically a Yeti cooler on wheels. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't think Yeti is made out of fiberglass now. This is a plastic.
There's some of that in there, too, I'm sure.
Stupid.
I'm telling you. You guys are killing me. So the chef dad... You're saying...
A truck. A real truck.
A real truck.
Like an actual truck.
And he went Ford.
You know, F-150 is a very popular truck.
Yes.
And how about those 2019 Chevrolets? I'm going to tell you, whoever designed the 2019 Chevrolet truck probably worked at Ford last year. Because they look just like them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Like the headlights are interchangeable between the two.
That's okay. That's okay. The Camaro designer was a former Camry designer, so.
They're aluminum now, too, aren't they?
Yeah, actually, they are using aluminum.
Weren't they the ones talking all the trash to Ford just like 5 years
ago? How about them commercials now? I bet, how's that crow taste?
Boy, it's horrible. Don't want to talk about it. The chauffeur dad.
I'm going back to my Maybach on this one.
Well, that would be an appropriate car.
If you're Richie Rich, yeah, it would be a Maybach.
All right. I'm going to go with the obvious. I mean, how about just a regular old Crown Vic stretch?
A Crown Vic stretch?
Well, I mean, it'd be a Lincoln Town
A town car stretch. That's a good one there, actually, if you're a chauffeur dad. You know what? How about a nice crew cab pickup truck? Our C4 Corvette, haul them one at a time.
If we're going new, I'd say E63 AMG wagon. If we can kick it back to the cool years of Chrysler station wagons, I'd probably go with an SRT8 Magnum.
Now, that's a cool one. That's a good two station wagons I'd ride. You're slipping.
I mean, I don't call it slipping.
That's slipping. You're slipping like the transmission in your minivan.
Or a 91 Caprice station wagon.
Yeah.
Ugh, poor kids. Poor kids. Sarah McLachlan will be singing a song about them children. All right. The dog dad. How about you, Autorod?
I'm gonna say definitely like a Silverado or something.
Silverado. What kind of dog would your dad be hauling?
A Great Dane.
A Great Dane.
Without a doubt.
I'd probably go with the AMG Mercedes wagon again. And unfortunately, or not unfortunately, I love my dad's dog, but it would be a Pomeranian.
A Pomeranian. My dad's got a Pomeranian.
You could probably flash back to the Subaru on that one.
You could put it in a C4 Corvette.
It would fit perfectly in a C4 Corvette.
I'll tell you what else will fit perfectly is commercial breaks right about now.
Right about now, guys. I tell you what, we're revamping Edmund's Dog Day Dad Rides list right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
On 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Hot Rod.
What's happening, dude?
Richard.
What's happening upstate?
Man, going back to the old school.
Got to remember where you came from.
That's right. That's right.
Got to keep the roots grounded.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're talking about this Edmunds top dad cars list. And we went through them the first hour, and I'll be honest with you, it left a little to be desired.
I feel like it was a bunch of dads walking around Edmunds wearing jorts and white socks pulled up to their knees.
What's wrong
new
with that?
Balance, white New Balances.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, white New Balances
are
cool.
Sorry, Odd Rod. I'd see
Will,
what you're
we need
wearing.
To take you out, bud.
No, I got J's on, so I'm cool.
No, you're not, but still, we'll let you slide on that one.
Easy.
So, anyway, we're talking about this list. And so basically we're taking the template that Edmunds had and we're making a new list. So now we have exactly. We have the technology.
The tech dad.
The techie dad. Richard, what would you put your techie dad riding in?
Well, my dad, he instilled in me a long time ago that the best cars in the world were Cadillacs. So I'd probably put him in a CT6.
You know what? Your dad's a good man.
That's right. He raised me right.
Every man needs a Cadillac.
How about you? I've owned a Cadillac. I'm good. No. Ford Transit.
What?
Yeah. For a techie dad?
Yeah, you got work out of it.
We're not trying to put him in a work truck.
Yeah. I mean, a techie dad? I'm not saying like my dad's part of the geek squad. I'm just saying like...
I thought he's going to work.
No, a techie.
What do I think he really would drive? Or
yeah.
Accord.
An Accord?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like you would be... or I'll go high end and say like a Tesla.
Do you work at Edmunds?
I'll go high end and say Tesla.
Like, yeah. I'm thinking Tesla for the techie dad. Although, have you seen the digital dashes in C4 Corvettes? I'm just saying, like a spaceship.
Man, that was futuristic.
That's U.S. military technology.
Shut up. But I didn't know where we're going with the techie dad thing because I mean, if you're going to work as a IT guy, you might be in a van.
This is dad's car.
Well, yeah, this is dad's
car.
Okay,
so all right, so think about if you are an IT guy. You're either one of two ways. You're either mainstream and just stick with the road, and you probably got an Accord, or you're outlandish and you probably got a Z06 sitting in your garage.
No, and you say a Ford Transit, so you abduct children.
We own a Ford Transit, dude.
I know, that's
and
what I'm saying.
I do not.
Okay, guys, we're all scooting to the left now.
The transit sets at your house. May I remind you?
In the garage.
It's at your house, not
it
mine.
It scares the neighbors.
I don't blame it.
All right, so the next one on the list is the handyman dad.
Can I go back to my Ford Transit on this one?
You know what? This is actually an okay time for that.
I thought the techie thing was pretty good. I know Geek Squad uses them, but
there's a time and a place for everything.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna pull my transit card on this one though. Go ahead. Do yours.
Okay, Richard. So, what would you use for a handyman dad?
For a handyman, actually, I'm going to revisit one of Edmunds, except I'm going to use it appropriately this time. The Dodge Ram pickup truck. It's got those little boxes built into the sides.
Ram box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ain't too bad.
Yeah, it's still a Dodge.
Hey, easy there.
Easy. Yeah. In the words of my dad, if it's all you can afford, it's okay. It's all right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a few others, but we can't say those on the radio.
No, probably. So what about you?
Secret compartment.
You know what a handyman dad? Probably a 3/4-ton Duramax 2500.
I mean, what's he got to be handy with? Everything?
Everything. I want to. If he needs to pull a house off the foundation, he's ready.
He's a pretty handy dude. I'm just saying.
6.6 turbo diesel. Come on, kids.
So I think for mine, I'm going with a LS Swap 91 Capri station wagon. And get there in time, haul a 4x8 sheet of plywood in the back, keep everything covered, carry all the tools he needs to.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and just throw this out here since you threw that in there, a C4 Corvette would be a great handyman because it depends on what you're handy at. And if it's with the ladies, the C4 Corvette is the car of choice.
And it's got secret compartments.
And it does have secret compartments. And that's crafty.
For storing your screwdriver.
That's right. Hello, ladies.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I honestly believe they quit making the 4th-gen Corvette because of all the women just flocking to them.
Yeah, it's not safe to drive.
It isn't. I mean, it's like everybody knows, like, you know, magnet to steel. Well, like, women are a magnet to fiberglass Corvettes.
I almost hit a deer yesterday. I mean, imagine if it was just like a beautiful young woman jumping out. Yeah, exactly. A Corvette.
Exactly. And I mean, and I'm pretty sure it was a safety thing.
At least deer are fast.
Yeah.
It's just a detriment to public safety, I think.
It is. I mean, C4 Corvette.
Will understands.
Will knows what's up.
All right, so let's move on to the next one.
The fun dad. Robert, Odd Rod.
You know what? Will
Mr. Pettit.
Easy. Government name there. Will mentioned this one earlier, and I think I'm going to have to run with this one because.
He said a Conline van earlier, too. Speak easy.
I think this would be like me as a dad. How about the Cadillac CTS-V wagon?
No, he didn't say anything about a wagon.
So yes, he did. Actually, he did.
I did.
He did say wagon?
That's confirmed.
Yeah.
Bad. Stop.
The Cadillac CTS.
I'm going to make him stand in the corner. Don't talk like that. CTSV wagon.
Absolutely.
That would be the fun dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my dad drove a station wagon.
556 horsepower with luxury, with room to haul children, and cargo space that's covered in the back. Absolutely. And a rare car to boot. Or a low production number car.
It's a good fun dad car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, especially if your dad likes station wagons.
I mean, six piston.
You can put lipstick on a pig all day, it's still a station wagon.
It's a CTSV.
It's a CTSV station wagon.
Hater.
No.
Not run the C4 Vet.
It will outrun a C4 Vet.
But so is not that your style? Is that your? Well, yeah, and that too. Well,
so Richard, now what would your fun dad ride be?
To keep it American, it would be too easy to go with one of the two obvious choices. So I'm going to go with a new 911.
Ooh. It's a Euro dad.
It's a Euro dad.
It's fun.
I just feel like he's a doctor, too.
Yeah, that's a doctor dad.
Yeah.
And not a dentist, either. We're talking like a real doctor.
Yeah. Like if you have a heart attack, like you don't have to call somebody else.
Yeah, like this is the man you need to talk to. You know me. Fun dad ride. What's the funnest car ever made? You know, no brainer. I'm not even going to fill that blank in, I don't think.
Good, because I'm tired of hearing about
it. C4 them. Corvette, just because you said it like that. And the bad part is you've already admitted you like them.
I admit.
See, we're dragging Odd Rod to the dark side.
I admit to the fact that I would not be opposed to owning one.
I would not be opposed to owning one, which basically means I love them.
Yeah. No, it does not mean I love them.
I love them.
I own a lot of things that I don't love.
Well, that's obvious. I've seen them.
Some I've gotten rid of. Some I'm still working on.
I think we need to start a charity to get Odd Rod a C4 Vet.
No,
drove a C4 Corvette, you'd be throwing rocks at that station wagon.
Would be the best reliable thing you own.
I think, sadly, that's the Oldsmobile right now.
Yeah, it won't break down in the parking lot.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to break down and have a commercial break, though, guys.
Yes, we are.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Odd Rod!
What's happening, dude?
Man, I'll tell you what. I didn't bring Richard in. I'm telling you, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Richard Hoskins, welcome to the show.
What's happening, Long Neck, Delaware?
Is that even a thing?
Yes, it is.
I wanted to Google some of these.
I've pretty much resorted to that myself now.
I could use Long Neck at this point.
So we're having a Craigslist. I'm telling you, dealing with you, you would drive a man to drinking, I promise you. Make a minister cussed, as my daddy would say. But We're going to have a little Craigslist challenge with Dad's Day cars. Now, Odd Rod always complains about my budget because I put it at 5K, so we're raising it for Dad.
Yeah.
To 10K.
Absolutely.
Damn it, I forgot we had a budget.
We doubled the budget to 10K. You can always tell the guys that make good money. I always forgot we had a budget.
I forgot there was a price cap we had to think about.
Lord.
It's like that guy that, like, when you do the Chinese exchange gifts and everybody has a $20 gift and then he shows up with a Rolex.
Yeah.
That's Richard.
My bad. No, it isn't.
He said maybe a fake one.
I ain't even spending that much.
So while Richard's revamping his Craigslist challenge, Odd Rod, you want to start off the perfect dad car for under 10K?
You know what? I found this one. It's sitting in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I think this is something my dad would have truly enjoyed. About a 69 Chevy Nova, $8,500. Crate 350, 3,000 miles on it. Pretty nice car. It is an original 307 car. So, I mean, the car is nothing special, you know. It's a bench seat automatic car. But it's still good bones. I mean, a good platform to really have some fun with.
Not a bad looking car at all. I'm kind of the marina blue with a black top, with black vinyl top. It's not a bad looking car.
I mean, it's like I said, it's not the most special or desired. And I'll be honest with you,
that car, that's not a bad price on that car all the way around, really.
No,
it's hard to beat.
It's really not. I mean, if you wanted to make it look like an SS or something, you could put a floor shifter in it, bucket seats, and go.
They had column shift SSs. That really wasn't anything either. But the thing about it, too, also, is there's value in that car. That's a good one. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's... I think that
car's priced well. There's meat on the bone with that car.
In all honesty, I would say that's probably more toward a $12,000 to $15,000 car in the right market.
15's pushing it, but 12 at the top of the market, where it's at right now.
Yeah.
Richard?
All right.
Are you feeling better about it?
I am. I forgot about the cap, and I was at 15. My dad, when I was a kid, bought a new 65 Dodge Coronet and then promptly wrecked it. And got a new 66 Dodge Coronet.
Ooh.
So I'd found him a 66 Plymouth, but it was 15.5. But I did just find a 67 Dodge Coronet for $8,500. New 440, automatic, engine and transmission are new, body is perfect, interior needs to be finished. Was in the process of restoring, but got too busy. So, little father-son.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
That's actually not a bad buy.
That's not a bad buy either.
Especially with the new drivetrain in it.
67 Coronet's a good-looking car. It's a really good. I mean, basically, it's what? It's the same Super B platform and all that stuff, right?
Same as the original GTX.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. That's like a Tommy Boy cruiser there.
That's a good one. You know, actually. That's a really cool one. And it's so funny that you go back to memories when you're picking out a car for dad like that.
No, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know, the older car stuff and all that. And mine's no different. And it's not a C4 Corvette, believe it or not.
It's a C3 Corvette.
It's a C3 Corvette.
Darn it, you guessed it. My dad has probably had 30 C3 Corvettes in my lifetime. And I love third-gen Corvettes. I mean, my favorite Corvette I ever owned was a third-gen Corvette.
You had a nice third-gen Corvette.
I love third-gen Corvettes. And I have so many childhood memories of my dad. But there's one in particular, because I was really small when he had a lot of these cars. But
well, that's the only way a kid can ride as a third passenger into a vet.
Well, so, as a rule. But before he got into C4s. But my dad bought... One of the last older vets he actually bought, it was a trade-in. It was an 81 Corvette. And I found him an 80 with 61,000 miles, red on red.
That's nice.
You know, aluminum wheels, L48 automatic, nothing to get excited about. Super clean, one owner. It's actually in Kernsville, North Carolina. Really good-looking car. It's 10K. But red on red, mirror T-tops. It's a good-looking car.
It's not a bad buy either.
It's not a bad buy on the car. C3 Corvettes, those are the cars to buy now, especially the nice ones. Low-mile cars, ones to have. It's funny talking about the Corvette. He bought this 81 Corvette, and they actually had a really rare color on the interior in 80. I think they actually used this color only in 80 and 81, if I'm not mistaken. And somebody could call me out on that if they really knew the details on it. But they called it camel, and it was almost orange. It wasn't a tan. Yeah. It wasn't a red. It was orange. And the car come from Clemson. And it was white with this camel interior in it. So it was really odd looking, this kind of orange leather interior in a Corvette.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful car, clean as a pin. And my dad, And it's so funny. I had the same problem with my 80 Corvette. We'd go riding around on Sundays. We'd ride by the shop. And, I mean, that was my childhood memories. It's, you know, as a 8-9-year-old riding around with my dad. We're riding on 291, and he actually had the master cylinder was bad on the car. You know when the master cylinder goes bad, the pressure switch picks it up, puts the light on the dash, the brake light. Well, my dad, you know, I can stop. It's all right. We ran into the back of a LTD station wagon with this thing. And it just, I mean, just wrinkled up the nose. Just made a little kink in the nose. And I remember sitting in the garage with a hairdryer, holding the hairdryer while my dad straightened the nose out on his Vette, the rubber nose. But I remember that. And the funniest thing ever, fast forward 15 years later, what, 12, 13 years later, within a block on 291, I ran into the back with my 80 Corvette with a bad master cylinder on it and hit a Ford Freestyle in the back and made a little crack in my front spoiler. I was rolling 3 miles an hour when I hit it. But it's so crazy. I'm not even a block apart from where they happened. Is insane. Like, I drove the car straight to my parents' house to show my dad and explain to him the irony in this, how crazy this was.
I would have probably done the same thing.
It was. And we laughed about it. Like we just thought it was hilarious. But, I mean, and that's the cool thing about the dad stuff. Just the memories.
So, what was one of the earliest cars you remember your dad having?
I tell you a funny one that you can hold for blackmail on him.
Please give it to me.
When I was born, he bought a brand new Ford truck.
Mm. Wow, that's surprising.
He bought a 79 Ford F-150 with a 460 in it.
Well, I mean, long he got bed. A good one.
But... Yeah, he got a big block, half-ton Ford truck. He bought it for Fairway Ford.
Mm.
Brand new, bright red.
Go figure.
Yeah, I know, shocker. So, how about you? What's one of your earliest dad car memories, Richard?
The earliest car that I remember my dad driving was a 1980 Oldsmobile Delta 88 Royale.
Going places.
Two-door, absolutely. It was two-door. It was brown with brown rally wheels and white walls, brown interior, and a brown half Landau top. And I freaking loved that car. I cried the day we got rid of it.
Do you have flashbacks when you see Odd Rod come rolling up in the pace car?
No. This car was new.
Boy, that was kind of a smack.
There we go.
That was.
I hope your turbo falls off your Z car.
hey, stop that! All right,
hope it just falls off.
Don't put that on me.
Don't put that evil on me. Now, how about you? What's one of the first cars you remember your dad having?
My dad had, I believe it was the 78. He had 76 and 78, but I believe it was a 78, a K10 Blazer or K5 Blazer, and that thing he put through absolute hell. And I remember one time driving it off in the lake, just having fun. I remember driving
in a lake's fun.
Yeah, to my dad, I guess.
Goodness gracious.
I remember going to a park in Michigan and him actually driving down the stairs at the park and then driving back up them. I remember jumping.
Destruction of public property. That's fun.
Hey, go arrest him. Go arrest him. I dare you.
No, I love it, though. We're just driving down the steps.
I remember jumping railroad tracks up in Michigan.
No, that sounds fun.
I mean, Dad put this thing through absolute torture. And I remember, because we got rid of it when I was three when we moved down. And I remember right before he got rid of it, I was actually able to touch my feet to the ground in the back seat. So I thought I was doing something. But, yeah, I grew up in an old Blazer. I've actually had one since then because of him.
I tell you what, buddy, don't you wish you could have them old Blazers back now?
Golly. Well, he had two of them. He had a 76 and then a 78, and I've owned a 77.
That's crazy, boy. You hit all three. And those Blazers, those square-body Blazers, they were cool, especially with the removable hardtops. I mean, I love those. That's a Blazer. That's just awesome.
You know,
awesome
I art. Think he had, at some point during his life, a square-body full convertible, which was like 73, 70. I think they cut out around 75.
74, I think, was the last
year. Yeah, okay.
I could be wrong.
I mean, I know it was early 70s,
yeah,
though.
It was 74.
I think he had one of those at some point in time, but I'm not too sure. But, I mean, even the back half convertible ones, they're not
cool.
Bad.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what ain't bad is these commercial breaks. I'm just getting used to them now.
they just keep coming.
I mean, it is. I mean, like, we get in a good conversation. Like, I'm having, like, you know, a Phil Donahue moment with you right here. And the next thing you know, Gray starts waving his hands and all this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's tell some more dad automotive stories when we get back. How about that?
That got to be a good one, guys. We got some good ones coming up right your way, right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
On 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Hot Rod!
What's happening, dude?
Richard!
What's happening?
What?
You just can't leave us hanging.
I got lazy. What's happening in Simpsonville?
I'm ready for like Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah, like Cleveland. You know, yeah.
I'm just getting job security for next week.
I'm telling you. Just left us hanging.
It's just totally. That's
I'm
nice.
Killing
I was me. Eating candy with Brooke during the commercial instead of doing my homework.
Oh, Lord. That's doing your homework.
That'll get you in trouble every time.
I'm telling you. So we're talking dad stories.
Okay.
Now we heard about you and your dad in the Blazer driving down steps and through lakes.
At Kennelberger Park in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kennelberger
Park in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Actually, a Parchment is where it'd be located.
Parchment. What was it, Parchment?
Parchment, Michigan.
Excuse me?
It's like Sam Boylan Springs in Spartanburg.
Okay, I got you. So yeah. A town.
Yeah. But yeah, that happened.
How about you, Richard?
What?
Any fun dad memories?
Were you not even listening? Like, what?
Welcome to the show, Richard Hoskins. How are you?
Thanks. Glad to be here.
What's happening in Honolulu, Hawaii?
Yeah, my dad is kind of like a closet hot rodder, and I remember...
That's better than a lot of things he could be closeting.
I suppose. Hey, it's June.
He don't like Miatas, does he?
He does not like Miatas.
Okay, Subarus? That's a good thing.
No.
No.
He's no.
He's an American.
No. I love it.
My dad, like, he always... I'm one of five kids, and he always made sure we had cool cars. We always had Mustangs and stuff like that, but... my dad got his first quote-unquote sports car in 1985 when I was seven. It was the first car I helped him pick out. It was a 1985. That's after that I became the expert. It was a 1985 Plymouth Turismo Duster 2.25 speed.
Just remind me not to take Richard to go pick out a car with.
Now, this is the thing. You're judging the book by the name. I don't think you realize what the car is.
I know what. Yeah, I know what that is.
Well, to a man in his 40s who wanted to buy nice stuff for his kids, to him, this was a sports car. It was a 5-speed. It was peppy. It was sharp-looking. It was my brother's first car, and we kept that car. That was the first car that was ever, like, a family heirloom that, like, got passed down.
So what happened to it?
My brother wrecked it, like, four times, and then...
It was a tough one, apparently.
Yeah, and then it was supposed to be my first car, but there was a problem with my license and it being a manual, so we traded it to my grandfather for my first car, which was an 86 Chevy Cavalier automatic gray four-door, which was not a family heirloom.
He said, which is not. You know what? More times than not, the Cavaliers never make that family heirloom level.
No, they never reach
usually
it.
They usually get traded on.
Yeah.
They get 86 long before
not
that.
A lot of Cavalier family heirlooms. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
How about you? I know you got some good ones.
I've got some good ones. And see, that's the thing. Like, so many good car stories with my dad. And I was actually thinking of a few of them today while dealing with my aggravating dad. But I love him, though. I do. He is a trip. I mean, it's like, you know, we joke around. People all the time hear me tell these stories. And they're like, you know, so what's your dad like? Me and my dad are more like brothers than we are father and son. It's always in competition with each other. And so that's what makes it fun. I mean, there's so many things that come to mind. Like, all right. I drove a GT Mustang to school. You know, that's cool. You know, a new Mustang GT. You know what my dad...
No, it actually is not cool.
Well, back then it was. Do you know what? Young and dumb, it's cool. It's better than a Miata. I'm just saying.
I'll give you that.
All right. You know what my dad drove? An SS Camaro. And do you know what we did every morning driving down Wade Hampton Boulevard at 7:30? You could set your watch by it. We raced every morning down Wade Hampton Boulevard. He outrun me every time. I'm talking 100. How many days were in a school year? 180?
180.
180 times in one school year, I got outrun by my dad. Because, you know why? You drive a Ford. I mean, not even once, like miss a gear, nothing. He had a 6-speed 97 SS Camaro. Mm. Don't laugh. I was driving a 96 4.6 GT Mustang.
Mm.
And automatic.
Old two valve.
And I'm going to tell you something. The SS Camaro, the little 281 had nothing for that LT4 Camaro. But.
It could have at least given you a head start.
He could have gave me 3 car lengths. It wouldn't have mattered. It really wouldn't have.
What did he have like?
It was polo green tan leather, had the Hurst shifter in it, you know, from the factory. And the back of it was really impressive, and I seen it quite a bit.
Had the big wing.
Yeah, had the big wing. You know, 97 was the first year for the taillights with the amber in them. I got to see those a lot. So
that sounds like a really
well for a little while until it got out of sight. And
sounds like a pretty rare end.
Yeah, it was. I said quite a bit.
It does sound nice, actually.
You know, and then going forward, you know, kind of getting into the old car stuff, and the bad thing was this wasn't even that long ago, so I will leave out the destination of where this happened. But, yeah, me and my dad have actually both been pulled over before for racing. Each other. In Greer, of all places.
Oh.
And,
yeah, they're getting quite known of me, too.
Yeah, I've actually, my dad had a 56 Chevrolet, two-door station wagon, don't hold it against him.
No, and, I love him more now.
With a big block Chevrolet in it, and I had a 63 Falcon Sprint, 289, three deuces in a four-speed, a little baby blue one. Mm. I know you've seen pictures of it. I absolutely love that car. It was my first collector car. And that little Falcon would give that big block a run for its money off the line. Now, till that big block started cranking, and then that's when the little Falcon just went poof.
Mm-hmm.
But I could turn it pretty hard. But, I mean, like, I remember getting pulled over and the cop looking at both of us, and we both had the same last name. And we had the same address. And the cop said, "That's your dad." I'm like, "Yep." He goes, he just handed us our licenses back. And he said, "Listen, don't be doing this on my highway." He just got back in the car shaking his head.
Like,
and the first thing dad says, he said, "Don't you tell your mama."
So what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
Telling your mom.
Tell them all. You know, it's you know, the statute of limitations is way out on that, mom. So you can't get mad no more.
I don't think that, you know, I don't think statute of limitations.
Mom law has no statute of limitations.
Yeah, I think that one's still guilty there.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dad. You know what I got you for Father's Day? I got you a trip to the doghouse. <You know?
laughs> So I'll tell you a cool one. My dad, you know, my first car was actually a 63 Bel Air. And that still has the points distributor set up on it. So something very cool my dad left me with was he taught me how to set the points on it.
I got a funny points story. I got a good one for you. My dad is set in his ways. Like, he has one way of doing everything.
Right.
Just like any gray car in the world is funeral home gray. No matter what, it could be the most beautiful gray car in the world. It don't matter.
Wet primer.
Is that all they had was funeral home gray? Or, you know, just every, he's just got these little hangups. I never forget, I had a 57 Chevrolet. It was a 210, actually. It had a small block with a points distributor in it. And I was going to tune it up. And one of the guys at the shop was going to show me how to use a dwell meter to check the set of points. Because I've never messed with them before. My dad, and we pulled a distributor out, and it needed a distributor in it. And I was just being cheap. And my dad tells me, he said, "You know how you fix these points?" And we pulled the distributor out of it. The distributor was all the way out. And they said, "You know, he fixed his set of points." He took that distributor and just threw it down the floor and just busted him in. He said, "Buy an HEI, now you got it." But that's my dad, though. He said, "That's how you fix a set of points right there."
He's got a valid point.
He's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true.
And I'll tell you, MSD distributor ended up going on the whole Bel Air.
Exactly.
I fixed them once and for all.
Exactly. It's the best fix ever.
But you know what? Dad taught me how to do it, so I do know how to set the points.
Exactly. Exactly. Well Dad didn't show me how, but Keith did, so I can't set a set of points.
My one-time use of knowledge on them is forever gone, but thank you, Dad, for that knowledge.
Exactly. You know, it's that dad lesson. You know, you show how to fix this? Eliminate the problem. That's how you fix it.
It's like learning how to put a generator on.
Oh, Lord.
You wouldn't do that.
No. If your alternator starts generating, that's just bad. That's hilarious. But, I mean, there's so many fun dad stories, and we all got them, guys. And I'll tell you something. You know what? You got a good dad story that's somewhat social media friendly? Share it to the Facebook page at Hot Rods and Happy
Hour. You know what? Even if they're not social media friendly,
send it to us in Messenger, because we like reading them.
You know, send it on the DM. We like hearing them.
Yeah, exactly. They make for good reads. You know, me and Odd Rod, we read all these things. Actually, keep them kind of clean, because Will reads them too sometimes.
Yeah, virgin ears.
That's right, guys. I tell you what, man, it's been a lot of fun.
It is. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. That's right. I want to give a big Hot Rods and Happy Hour Father's Day to all the dads all around the world listening to us now.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got plenty of them.
That's
now.
Scary. I know. That's a lot of dads.
It is. Oof.
And sorry if I ever talked to your daughter. All right, guys.
God almighty.
This is Rob Pitts with Hot Rods and Happy Hour for Odd Rod, Richard Hoskins, and Will in the studio. I want to say Happy Father's Day to everybody one more time. Have a safe trip. We'll see you back next week.
Right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
On 106.3 WORD. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.